Hangout with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Well, hello, and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook. Joining you on Niche Radio again. Always a pleasure to be here and to connect with you guys again. I look forward to giving you some information about what happened in my week past, some really cool events and outings that I attended, and also what's coming up this weekend in the fabulous Joburg town. So I hope you've all had a rested weekend and a good start to the week, and you are ready to get your glam on with all the things that are coming up this week. So let me waste no further time and leap straight into it. I had an absolutely amazing week last week. I was treated to dinner at Pigalle Restaurant in Melrose Arch. They are actually situated on the corner of the Melrose Arch Shopping Center on the second floor. And I've never actually been to this one. I've been to Pigalle in Cape Town and I've been to Pigalle in Sandton, but I didn't actually know that they had one in Melrose Arch and also one in Bedford View as well. Obviously, being a chain, they fall under the same sort of blanket and setup, etc., but obviously different owners. And I have to say, we were treated to an absolutely amazing evening and a talk by a gentleman called Rusty Labuskagni, who is an Zimbabwean gentleman who was imprisoned for 10 years for a crime that he did not commit up in Zimbabwe. And he actually spoke to us a bit about his experiences and the life lessons that he'd learned from that experience, which was an absolutely phenomenal experience. But back to the food, which we absolutely enjoyed. So we obviously had a set menu. There was a small group of us, probably about sort of 20 of us that had been invited to this talk. And we kicked off with a chicken and corn chowder soup, which was absolutely delicious, with homemade rolls. And then the main course was the option of Thai fish cakes, or we could have a fillet with veg and a béarnaise sauce, which I opted for. The fillet was very, very well done. I ordered it medium rare, and it was perfection to a T. Really, really tasty. And then for dessert, we had an amazing creme brulee, which I absolutely loved. It was served in a little long dish with sort of a handwritten note from the chef in chocolate on the plate and some thoughtful garnish. A strawberry and a biscotti, and just a really, really nice sort of touch. And obviously we had some wine and coffees and stuff. So I've never actually eaten at this Pigalle, so I haven't had the a la carte menu. But I have to say, for a Thursday night, the restaurant was relatively full, and they have quite a nice view out over Melrose Arch, and I would definitely recommend them. There's also a private dining area. So if you're into fine dining and you want to have a little group or something, you can actually go into the private dining area. Or if you just want to experience the fine dining a la carte menu, you're welcome to go through there as well. They are, they've actually hosted celebrities like Kim Kardashian and many others while they've been in South Africa. So, I mean, if we're talking top level restaurants and top level places to eat, Pigalle and Melrose Arch would definitely be one of them. You can get them on their website, which is Pigalle, P-I-G-A-L-L-E, restaurants.co.za. And you can get some more information about the group there as well and the other restaurants in Sandton and Bedford View. But an absolutely amazing experience, and I'll definitely be returning to this restaurant to try out their a la carte menu. Then on Friday night, as I mentioned last week, we headed off, a group of friends and I, to Magic Mike SA, which is obviously based on the movies, should I say, starring Channing Tatum. It was at the Coliseum, which is a new events venue in Four Ways. It's just sort of next to Molly Malone's behind the Pine Slope Shopping Center. You actually wouldn't know it's there during the day, but at night all the lights and the red carpet come out. And we had an absolutely fantastic evening there on Friday night. It is just so much fun. We were lucky enough to be VIP, so right in the front row, although I have to say I was a little bit nervous, because you know, like if you go to the circus and you sit in the front row, you generally, the clowns make fun of you and that kind of stuff. So I was a little bit nervous that we were going to get pulled up on stage, but luckily we didn't. There were loads of hen parties, bachelorettes, birthday parties, and a really interesting mix of people, sort of ranging in age from sort of I don't know, 20 to like 50. It was quite an eclectic mix of women and gents as well. So that was really, really fun. It's quite a well put together show. This time they took a circus theme, so they call themselves Cirque de Freak. And they just, it was almost like a little bit of a warped circus theme, but very, very cool. The boys are absolutely divine. They're all in absolutely great, great shape. And they have absolutely no qualms in getting their clothing off. So if this is something that interests you and you would be amused to go and see one of these shows, please check them out on Magic Mike. .co.za, or you can get hold of Kim, who is the lady that handles all their bookings, and she's available on kim@magicmike.co.za. They don't run the events every weekend. They're sort of once a month. So you'll need to either go onto the website to see when the next show is, or contact Kim and just find out when the next show is. And just please book your group as soon as possible, because they actually did sell out, I think, on Wednesday last week for Friday night's show. So, if you do want to go and check them out on magicmike.co.za. Loads of fun for the ladies. And then on Saturday morning, I headed off to a private event, which was actually hosted by Hellman's Mayonnaise at the Neighbor Goods Market on the rooftop in town, in the CBD in Newtown. And I have to say, I was absolutely blown away. I go to a lot of events, and a lot of them are just sort of very bog standard. There's not really much attention or thought or anything put into them. But Hellman's absolutely blew me away with their event that they did on Saturday morning. Private event, maybe sort of about 50 or 60 people. And they had a whole bunch of like really cool things to do. So they had a little, like a printout camera thing there. So for any photos that you posted on Twitter or Instagram and tagged yourself in, it would appear on the screen, and you could then go and select your picture and it would print it out for you, obviously with their branding, and something that you could go and put in your photo album or stick on your fridge as a memento of the day, which I thought was really cool. We had local SA band from Cape Town called The Plastics that were playing. They were really, really good as well. And we had some celebrity sort of chefs doing a cook-off with some local Joburg foodies, which was absolutely so much fun to watch. They had a cookout. So they had Abigail Donnelly, Kamini Partha, Chris Forrest, who's a comedian, and then some of our local Joburg foodies got together, mixed up sort of into teams. They had to make an amazing burger and give it a name, select some ingredients out of the pantry, and then proceed to cook off under a time limit to get their burger done and then present it to the crowd. And then also a really cool touch that they did was called a selfie burger. So you went and sat down, had a photograph taken of your face, and this was then imprinted onto your burger bun. So you got your personalized burger bun with a picture of your face on it, and then you could go to the burger station and create your own burger. So everything from cheese to guacamole to everything, it really was the most well put together and tasteful event that I've enjoyed in a really, really long time. So Hellman's is obviously back in stores. I know there was a difficulty getting hold of them a little while ago. They're back in stores, they're back on the shelf, and it's a really nice mayonnaise. It's a lot thicker than your normal mayonnaise, so it's nice to put on burgers, or if you're cooking, to throw it into a dish. It doesn't melt as easily and become as watery, so it really is a fantastic mayonnaise. So I not a huge mayonnaise eater, but apparently for those who bant like me, Hellman's is a very good one. So so give them a try. It was definitely an event to remember. And then on Sunday evening, I was invited to Joseberg Lane, which has actually just opened up at number 1 Elof Street in town. It's quite close to the freeway on the south. And I'd never actually heard of them. It's basically, it's a very exciting project, which is headed by Jeff Jardine and his team from Molten Black. They've actually bought out the building, redone it. And it's an inner city attraction. It's basically a pedestrian lane that's lined with things like coffee shops, eateries, artist studios, retail spaces, arts and crafts. And basically right at the end, there's a massive events hall where they've been doing pop-up events. So the first one was this past weekend, and they'll be doing two more, one from Friday the 24th to Sunday the 26th of June, and another one from Friday the 29th to Sunday the 31st of July. As of the 1st of August, this space is going to turn into a permanent retail trading space with food stalls and things to do, etc. So if you're ever looking for something to do, head down to Joseberg Lane in the heart of the city and go and check them out. Have some, it's completely free to enter. There's loads of food to purchase, loads of fun things to do. We were treated to a gin o'clock festival there. So you're up on the second level looking out over the city. We had a cheese platter and some gin, and we were treated to, in inverted commas, a flash mob by the Joburg Ballet, who put on a beautiful, beautiful ballet display for us under the lights, and it was really, really amazing. So if you are looking for something to do, I suggest heading through to Joburg Lane. You can check them out on joburglane.co.za, and like I said, they'll be having these sort of pop-up events again in June and July, and then as from the 1st of August, it will become a permanent trading space. So pop in there and go and have a look. So that's the week in recap. Now what's coming up this week? Well, I tell you, it's a busy one. So this evening, I am heading through to go and see the full Morty, which is on at the Fringe Theatre, which is at Joburg Theatre. It's just a slightly smaller, it's not the main auditorium, it's a slightly smaller theatre. It's a very funny one-man show run by Mortimer Williams. I actually saw him in August last year. He's returned from sold-out shows all over South Africa, and he is absolutely hysterical. You know, a one-man show can sometimes be a hard thing to sort of carry, or the jokes get like a little bit, you know, but he was really, really funny, got the audience engaged. And I know he's redone the show, so I'm not quite sure what to expect this time. But last time he was absolutely hysterical, talking about dating and, you know, being a man and from Cape Town. And it really was an absolute treat. So it's running at Joburg Theatre from the 31st of May until the 5th of June at 8 p.m. every night. And then on Sunday, there's a 3 p.m. matinee. And the tickets are 120 Rand, which is not bad for 2 hours of entertainment. You can get your tickets on joburgtheatre.co.za. Just look for the full Morty and then click on that and book. If I don't see you there this evening, I hope that you do manage to make it during the course of the rest of the week. And then also at Joburg Theatre, opening on Wednesday, the 1st of June, is Forever Jackson, which is a tribute show, obviously, to the legacy of the legend that was Michael Jackson. It's going to be absolutely mind-blowing, and I have to work, so unfortunately I'm not going to be able to attend this one. I'm a little bit bummed, I must say. But they're going to be performing some amazing hits from the Jackson 5's Can You Feel It to Billie Jean, Bad, Thriller, Man in the Mirror, Smooth Criminal, everything and anything Jackson related. And seeing as this is probably the closest you're ever going to get to see Michael Jackson, unless you were lucky enough to see him live, this is going to be an absolutely fantastic show. So again, you can get the tickets on joburgtheatre.co.za. And then Joburg Theatre also has a really cool restaurant called Stages, where they do some really awesome food. So if you're avoiding traffic and you get there a little bit early, you can pop into Stages and get something to eat before you do, before you go and watch the show. So that's on Wednesday evening. And then on Thursday evening is the opening of 90s Mania at Barnyard Theatre in Rivonia. Again, you know me, I love Barnyard. I go there quite a lot. Love the venue. And this is basically, again, a hit show featuring all the hits and classics from the 90s. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be fantastic, as they always are. Great costumes, always a great cast, great music, and just fun for the whole family. That'll be running for around about the next 6 weeks. So head on to barnyardtheatre.co.za and go and check them out. And last but not least, on Wednesday, the 1st of June, at the Sandton Convention Center, Dr. John DeMartini, the international human behavioral specialist, educator, and author, will be speaking to the public. The talk is open to the public. It starts at 7 in the evening, and it will finish at about 9:30. That is in the Ballroom 1, which is on, I think, the second level at the Sandton Convention Center. And tickets are available online at CompuTicket. They are, excuse me, roughly 400 Rand for a ticket. And Dr. DeMartini will be talking on the 5 steps to great success. If you haven't heard him before, or you haven't heard him, he's been on Cliff Central, he's been on Mix FM, he's been on a variety of radio stations. We will hopefully get him onto Niche Radio the next time he's in South Africa. So stay tuned. I'm going to work very hard to make that happen and chat to his team. But this talk is going to be absolutely, absolutely life-changing. So if you're looking to focus on success in your business, success in your relationship, success in your family life, this talk is for you. You can check out more information on www.drdmartini.com or head on to CompuTicket and purchase your tickets for 5 Steps to Great Success at Santa Convention Center, Wednesday, the 1st of June at 7 o'clock. I hope to see you there. And with that all said and done, it is the end of my allocated time. It's gone quickly. I look forward to seeing you guys again next week. Well, not seeing you, but I'll be speaking to you next week, Tuesday, on Hangout with Heather here on Niche Radio. If you want to connect with me, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, and also on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And with that, I wish you a wonderful day, and I will chat to you soon. Bye.